So we're going to do our Bible reading now, and it is from John chapter 21, verses 1 to 14. And hopefully there will be some photos going along as I read. Afterwards, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Galilee. It happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. "I'm going out to fish," Simon Peter told them. And they said, "We'll go with you." So they went out and got into the boat. But that night they caught nothing. It is a boat. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore. But the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, "Friends, haven't you any fish?" "No," they answered. He said, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some." When they did, they were unable to haul their net in because of the large number of fish. Then the disciples, whom Jesus loved, said to Peter, "It is the Lord." As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, "It is the Lord," he wrapped his outer garment round him, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from shore, about 100 meters. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals. There were fish on it and some bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you have caught." So Simon Peter climbed back into the boat and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153, but even with so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." None of the disciples dare ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread, and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead.
So it is a new term. And whatever our age here this morning, even if we're not starting a new school term, I think we've probably all started something new, haven't we? Well, for a start, we all got up this morning and started a new day. And many of us will have joined at some point a new club, or maybe trained for a new skill. We may be just about to start or have started a new nursery, or a preschool, or school, college, uni. And also, we may have had to adjust to a new start, such as a new job role, or retirement, or a house move. New is happening around us and for us all the time. And I think if we sat together this morning and wrote it down, we would come up with a very, very long list of all the new things that we have done. Our staff team all started school once upon a time. And here's a few photos, just to prove it. I don't know if you can guess who is who out of that little lot. This person here, who do we think this person on this end might be? Someone who isn't actually here today because they're on holiday. That's Sally, yes. So Sally is on the far end. The next person along is Claire. The person in the middle, it's not Mark. It's someone slightly older. Oh, who said? It's Steve. Yeah, that's Steve Bell. The one in the oval frame is me, yes. My mum had been at my fringe before that photo. And how about the person with the retro bag on the end? And the flares. That's Mark. So that's what some of us looked like when we first started school. And I'm sure that for some of you, as in my house, you'll be stood up against a wall or the front door or something over the next week, having a photograph of your first day at a new school or your first day of the new term. So I have a question for you. How does change make you feel? Are you excited? Do you get ready for new change with excitement and you just like something new, it's great? Or actually do you think, oh, I just hate change. I don't like change. I don't want new things. Or maybe you get anxious, or maybe you're a bit of both. However you feel about something new, what happens is that more often than not, that new then becomes our familiar, doesn't it? And that might be really good news for some of you who are starting a new class or a new school or something and feeling really apprehensive about it, because eventually that new will become familiar for you. And although it seems like an uphill climb right now, you will get used to it and it will become your new normal. But what is also true is that gradually, as things become familiar, they also can become a bit boring, can't they? We can kind of get stuck in the mundane. Perhaps some of us feel that too. I've certainly felt it a bit over the last year, and maybe you have, with the lockdown and every day feeling a bit like the one before. You know, our days, whether they're new or familiar, are not always good, are they? New promising things can bring challenges. And a new start can, and most likely will at some point, bring some disappointment or some difficulties or struggle. And that is a reality. And actually that's what we find with our Bible reflection this morning. Jesus had spent 3 years with his disciples, and then he had died, he'd risen again, and the disciples found themselves in this strange waiting phase. I would imagine there was a lot of emotion, a lot of confusion going on, and in some ways they had to go back to their old normal. And so they went fishing, just like they had done many, many times before. And that's where we find them in our reading this morning. And even that wasn't going very well. And so they come back to the beach with no fish on board. It had been a really disappointing night. And then Jesus turns up and surprises them. Jesus turns their disappointment into an opportunity for expectation and hope. Jesus shifts their perspective, and then he shifts their situation. He shifts the place that they were looking. Literally, he says to them, "Fish over the other side of the boat." And then he intervenes miraculously, and he shifts their lack of fish into an overflowing of fish. He shifts their perspective, and then he shifts their situation to one that is filled with hope. And you know, this isn't the only place in the Bible that we find this kind of thing happening. In fact, we can find it all the way through. How about Moses? Moses, who had started life as a prince in Egypt, messes up, goes on the run, ends up living 40 years in the desert. And I think he probably thinks he's ruined his chances of ever helping, ever making a difference to the people of Israel. And then God turns up. He surprises him in a bush burning with fire. And he says to them, "Moses, I want to send you back to Egypt. I've got a calling for you, and you're going to go and free the people of Israel." And then there's Joseph. Joseph, who's hated by his brothers and sent to live in slavery in Egypt, he ends up in prison. And then God turns up. And God equips him. He gives him gifts. He gives him wisdom. So that Joseph ends up going from being a prisoner to running the show, to being in charge of so many things in Egypt, because God has surprised him. And then there's David, the youngest brother, out in the fields doing what he does every day, looking after the sheep. And then God turns up, this time with a prophet, Samuel, and tells David, "You will be the next king of Israel." And you know, even the disciples, after this breakfast meeting on the beach with Jesus, still have to go through a waiting phase, don't they? until suddenly everything changes when God surprises them at Pentecost with the Holy Spirit. And so in all these situations, we see that God had never left. In each of those difficult times, those individuals were learning. They were building character. They were being equipped for the time when God would surprise them with something new. In the tough times, God had still been at work. And so nothing in their life was wasted. So how about you this morning? How are you feeling about what's ahead? Are you excited about something new that's coming up? Are you a bit like, oh, it's more of the same tomorrow? How do you feel about that? In our reading this morning, the disciples had breakfast on the beach with Jesus. What an incredible thing to think about. I had breakfast on the beach in Brazil once with fresh fish. That was amazing. But to have Jesus there as well would just be incredible. And I wonder, for us this morning, what would be our breakfast takeaways from our time with Jesus? Well, I think overwhelmingly it comes back to our theme this morning, which is hope. We can be hopeful. Whatever we feel this morning, whatever we might have written on our fish, we can be hopeful. And why can we be hopeful? Well, we can be hopeful because God is with us. God is with you. God goes with you tomorrow into your new. Whether it's a new class or a new school or a college or a uni, maybe you've got a new job to adjust to. If you've got anything new ahead in this week, God goes with you. And he's also with those of you who tomorrow head into more of the same. So whoever we are, we can be hopeful today because God will go with us into our tomorrow and he will be with us at every moment. Remember those words from Psalm 33 that we read with Claire right at the very beginning this morning. Lord, show your love to us as we put our hope in you. God is our help, our shield to protect us, and we can rejoice in him and we can trust in his name. And we can do that because God has a plan. And he is working it out. As we said, for each of those individuals that we looked at through the Bible earlier on, God had a plan for their lives. One that they didn't necessarily see at the time, but he was at work. Like I said, our new will eventually become our familiar. Our familiar may suddenly change. Difficult, tough stuff will happen. But hope remains through it all. God will always be there and he is always working. And you know, something else I think is really important for us to note in all those situations that we mentioned earlier. When God broke in and surprised them, it wasn't just for their benefit, but it was actually for the benefit of others too. Because they were all about to make a difference in some way. They were all about to take their next steps into the purposes that God had for them. And so you can be hopeful this morning because God has a plan for you to make a difference. You were made to make a difference. Do you know, sometimes I think our lives feel very isolated, don't they? Sometimes we get very fixed on the struggles and challenges that we have, and we get so concerned we forget that we are part of a bigger picture. We, each of us, are part of God's story of hope in the whole world. We were never made to be isolated. We were never made for our lives to not make a difference to someone else. You were made to make a difference. You were made to be filled with hope, with God's hope. Hope for yourself, but not just for yourself. Hope for others too. You were made to be a carrier of hope. Into every conversation, every situation, every new day that you go into, you can carry hope. We have a hope that is based on God's truth, that He loves us, that He has a plan for us, and that He will eventually make all things new when Jesus returns to earth. And we live each day in the hope of that promise. Hallelujah. And we can be hopeful because there is hope. There is hope because Jesus is coming again. There is hope now because of what He did when He died on the cross. And so whatever situation you find yourself in tomorrow, next week, maybe next month, if you trust in God, nothing of that time will be wasted. Each new day, God loves us. And He wants to meet with us just where we're at, but also to bring us hope that we can carry to other people and raise our faith for the future. For each and every one of us, there is hope. Each and every one of us have the potential for tomorrow to be a breakfast on the beach day with Jesus, for Him to surprise us in some way. Our new and our familiar are training grounds for those times when God will show up and surprise us with something different. Tomorrow could just be the day when your perspective is shifted and your situation changed because of what God wants to do through you. And so I think that knowing about that hope requires a response from each one of us. We need to be ready. We need to be ready for that point when God might shift our perspective. We need to be ready for those times when He wants to surprise us. Because we never know when they're going to occur. The disciples did not expect to see Jesus ready for breakfast with them on the beach that morning. And so, for us too, we need to be available and ready to meet with Jesus, to listen, to be willing to act in obedience to what He said. He said to the disciples, give it another go. Throw your net that way and see what happens. And they had to be obedient to go, okay, yeah, we'll give it a go. Are we listening and are we ready to act in obedience to Jesus? From the moment that we leave this room or you leave your rooms at home today, you will be walking into situations where people feel hopeless. And we have a hope to bring, don't we? Every day, God is working His purposes out on earth and He wants to do it through you and through me. And what's really important, we're all ages here this morning, aren't we? From the youngest to the oldest. Do you know, in God's kingdom, honestly, age is nothing but a number. Because if we're ready, God can use our life to make a difference tomorrow. So let's take time to communicate with Him. Let's be ready to rest in His presence when He says. We can literally, although He's not physically with us, we can still hang out with Jesus at breakfast or lunch or dinner or any other time in the day. We can sit, we can get our Bibles out, we can listen to what He's saying, we can pray. And as we do, He wants to bring us peace. He wants to speak hope into our lives and through us to others. You know, as a church, we have a developing new vision, don't we? That we've been, Mark has been sharing with us and the team have been sharing with us over the last few weeks. We want to be a hub of hope in this community. We want to encourage the well-being of others in different ways. And isn't it great that we can do that? Isn't it great that we have a hope to bring? And so let's continue to pray for all the things that are going to be developing in and out of Oasis and within this fellowship over the next few months, that we can really be the hope to our community and the people around us that God wants to be, and that we can be ready for those situations, for those conversations when God will surprise us with what He wants to do in and through us.